This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. And as usual, I'm joined by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm good, thank you. Hi, everyone. Great to be back again.
We are starting this week at the Duke of York's Theatre in London as the personal and political intertwine in Barcelona.
We are, yes. We're in the West End at the Duke of York's Theatre for the audio-described performance of Barcelona on Monday, the 25th of November, and it's at 8 o'clock. The play lasts for 90 minutes and there's no interval, and you can get tickets from £25. The age recommendation is for 14 and over, as there is strong language, adult themes, and some content that some people might find distressing. Eleanor Margulies will be describing this funny, sexy, and surprising play, keeping you guessing as you explore the themes of fantasies of who you want to be against the truth of who you really are. The story from a late night in Barcelona, an American tourist meeting a handsome Spaniard, and how what starts as a one-night stand turns into a drama. So this explosive play at the Duke of York Theatre, and we have the introductory notes where you can find out in more detail about the sets, characters and costumes. They're now on the listings page on Vocalise's website.
We have Dickens' timeless tale, reimagined now through dance, music and storytelling at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham with Northern Ballet's production of A Christmas Carol.
That's right. There's a few performances of Northern Ballet's A Christmas Carol coming up, and we have this one at Nottingham Theatre Royal on Saturday, the 30th of November. The performance is at 2:30pm with a touch tour beforehand at 12:15. Tickets start from £15.50 going up to £52.50, and Clifford Moore, MBE and Joanna Myers will be your describers for this magical ballet. It's in three acts with two intervals and lasts approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes. There are brief moments of strobe lighting throughout the ballet on one magical night where three mysterious ghosts will appear. Travel with the ghosts of Christmas past, present and future in this lovely ballet, a festive treat of the senses for all the family. They're bringing one of these most loved Charles Dickens stories to life on stage with all the usual beautiful choreography, music and storytelling to enjoy at Nottingham Theatre Royal. Again, this one we've also got the introductory notes now available to listen to on the Vocalise website listing for the ballet.
I think we now have our first panto of 2024 with Beauty and the Beast in Durham.
Oh, yes, we do, Toby. I've got my pantomime joke in there early. And yes, we're starting off with Beauty and the Beast. And it's the first audio-described performance at the Gala Theatre in Durham. It's on Saturday, the 7th of December at 6:30 with a touch tour at 5pm. Tickets are £25 with concessionary tickets available for £22. As you step into this world of music, magic and merriment for all the panto fun that we're all used to in Durham. As Belle, bright, bold, local lass, wants nothing more than to escape the village, but stuck in the castle, will her kindness and courage be enough to break the curse? Find out if love can blossom where you least expect it in this lovely reimagined classic tale, Beauty and the Beast in Durham.
At the Hackney Empire in London, we are now celebrating their 25th panto with Dick Whittington and his cat.
Yes, long-standing pantomimes at the Hackney Empire. So Dick Whittington and his cat is audio described on Sunday, the 8th of December at 1 o'clock. Tickets start from £10 up to £45 for the Hackney Empire panto, and you will be joining Dick on his search for fortune, fame and new beginning. Directed by and also stars Clive Rowe, this joyful reimagining of a classic rags-to-riches tale. Dick Whittington and, of course, his cat at the Hackney Empire in London on Sunday, the 8th of December. The unbelievable cast, extravagant costumes, and, of course, lots of audience participation for all the songs and dancing. A great afternoon at Hackney Empire's panto.
We are ending this week just with two chances to see Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well at the wonderful Sam Wanamaker Playhouse in London.
Yes, two audio-described performances of Shakespeare's ruthless thriller, All's Well That Ends Well is on Thursday, the 12th of December, and that's in the matinee performance at 2 p.m. with Touch Tour beforehand at 12 o'clock. Then on Friday, the 20th of December, the performance at 7:30 and a Touch Tour at 5:30. The tickets are £25 up to £75 for seated tickets, or there's standing tickets at £5 or £10 available. So uncover this twisted tale of obsession, game playing and deception. Ooh, intriguing. A Shakespeare's rarely performed exploration of class, sexuality and gender is brought to the intimate surroundings of the candlelit Sam Wanamaker Playhouse. So that's All's Well That Ends Well at Sam Wanamaker Playhouse in London. Great Shakespeare thriller, comedy, adventure, one to go and see.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise and other audio described events, where can people go to find out more?
Head over to our website, which is vocalise.co.uk. That's vocalise.co.uk. And you can search on our What's On pages for listings of these and lots more events coming up. There's also our Facebook and Instagram pages to follow us on social media. And of course, you can always email the team, inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Look forward to joining you again next time.